This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Tonight in Detroit, a town hall meeting offers a chance to help shape a plan to reform the legal system as most Americans experience it. The criminal justice system has its issues, but far more people will, at some point, find themselves involved in a civil matter. If you're getting married or divorced, if you're in dispute with a neighbor or a landlord, if you ever have to take a parent's will to probate, you're going to find out all about it. Justice Brian Zara of the Michigan Supreme Court is our guest today. He's part of the Justice for All Task Force that is considering reforms to the civil justice system in Michigan. Justice Zara, welcome to Stateside.
Pleasure to be here, April. Thanks for having me.
What would you like for most Michiganders to know if they ever have to have an interaction with the civil justice system?
Oh, that's a loaded question, right? So we hope that everybody gets through the civil justice system with a positive experience. But the fact of the matter is that most of the time when you are brought into court or when you are forced to go to court to pursue your rights, it is an unpleasant experience. It is an experience where you have a sense of injustice and you are there to right a wrong or to make sure that a wrong isn't imposed upon you, and it becomes a problem in your life. And so getting through that process is a difficult one. And it's made even more difficult when people are sued or have civil proceedings brought against them and they don't have the resources to obtain a lawyer.
3 out of 4 civil cases we know are played out with people representing themselves in court. How does that representation or lack thereof, how does that affect outcomes in civil cases?
Well, it has two impacts. One, it results in the litigation proceeding on an uneven playing field, because if one party has a lawyer and the other side does not, it's simply not possible to get through those proceedings on a level playing field. The other impact that it has on our system is that it materially slows down the process. If both sides are represented by counsel, you're able to get a just result in a quicker way. But when one side's unrepresented, the court takes additional time to make sure that person who's proceeding on their own has a fair shake. And so, our reforms are not necessarily always to have a lawyer by their side, but to provide information. By the way, the town hall meeting tonight is for purposes of gathering information. We want to know, we want to hear from people who've had issues. Where did you go for help? Were you able to find help?
What worked and what didn't.
Exactly.
Right.
And even more importantly, we're going to try to find out who never even seeks out help, who has legal problems and perhaps doesn't even realize they have a legal issue, where they can gain some help through Michigan Legal Help or through the recommendations and reforms that we're going to propose.
What kinds of subjects have been on the table as the commission has just been in sort of the fact-finding stage?
Actually, we're getting some outstanding advice. We had a town hall in Grand Rapids last week, and a lot of people came in. Many times it was lawyers, sometimes non-lawyers, who had some good advice for us on revising forms, changing, for example, we had one recommendation that I thought was an insightful one on putting tougher standards or more stringent standards on alternative service up front. So oftentimes if there's a litigation that started and the party who starts litigation says, we can't find the defendant, they can do alternative service by putting a notice in the newspaper that equates to service. Then a judgment is entered against them without them ever coming into court. And they don't even know about it until, all of a sudden they're able to be found once the judgment is entered and there's a garnishment.
Someone gets picked up in a traffic stop or other matter, and it's like the weight of the world just slams down.
Not necessarily a traffic stop, but what typically will happen is you find out that someone has a employment, and then they'll garnish their pay for that judgment that they got without having the party ever come to court.
There are many aspects of just basic court information that are not very readily available. Michigan's court system has an e-filing system, but people may still be at a loss to get some pretty basic details about when and how cases are heard. Is there any prospect of making information more accessible?
That is the goal at the end of the day. We hope to bring more lawyers into the process and provide people with access to lawyers, whether that be through legal aid clinics or pro bono services offered by law firms or through another method that's available in Michigan, what's called limited scope representation. But when we don't have lawyers, we need to make the ability to gain information more accessible, whether that be through better training of our court staff. Perhaps some states allow, like for example, Washington State allows paralegals to provide advice on site, or through retention, where you can hire a paralegal instead of a lawyer. We need to provide greater information and make that information easier to understand. So there are a lot of possibilities, but as I said, right now we're in the information gathering stage. So I can envision a lot of things that we might do, but I can't tell what we're going to do. I'll come back in the fall when we have our final recommendations to tell you what we're going to do.
It sounds like the task force is trying to think about some remedies that might not necessarily come with a big price tag.
That's exactly right.
Is there any prospect for some funding for reforms if it's needed?
Well, there's always the request for funding to aid in, for example, legal aid clinics. But that's part of the political process, and we leave it to the partisans to fight that battle. As members of the judiciary, we can always support that. But we're trying to take things into our own hands right now and see what we can do within our own branch of government to provide greater information and access to justice with the resources that we have.
You know, you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but in 2017, the Legal Services Corporation found that only 10% of people who have civil legal problems in their own lives recognize that their issue might be resolved by the civil justice system. That's kind of heartbreaking. Is it hard to ask people to turn to the law when they need help?
I don't quite understand what you're asking.
Well, given that people may not even realize that they might have something going on, you know, whether it's a dispute or some kind of employment issue that could find a remedy in the courts, it sounds like at least part of what the task force is wrestling with is how to make people more aware that they can participate in the civil justice system.
Well, that's right. That is one of the more difficult tasks we have in front of us. Is how do we get people who have legal issues and aren't even aware of them into a place where they can get assistance to make this issue, this problem in their life, more resolvable?
Do you have any thoughts on what makes the system more approachable in that regard?
Well, for a long time, even going back 30 years ago when I was in law school, there was what was called the movement to for plain English or to get rid of legalese. But the fact of the matter is that our profession still is very much into phrases of art and legal terms that are not easily understood. So one of the things we really need to do is make even the forms that you can pick up at the local court more easily understood. Make them easier to get through and to make them understandable by a person of average intelligence.
Have you ever had a personal experience with the civil court system?
Oh, several. I recall, I think I was in college, maybe just out of high school, getting a ticket. I played hockey. I came home. It was late at night. I'm sure I was stopped because they thought maybe I was coming home from the bar, but I was coming home from the ice rink and I got a ticket. I didn't think I was, I was speeding or whatever. I can't even recall what it was, but I wanted to go to court. And I was in by myself, and I was so intimidated by the way the judge was talking. With the benefit of a life in the law, I now understand the judge was just going through the process. But to me, it seemed as if the judge was barking at me, and it was so hard. I thought I was prepared, and I went in there, and I couldn't get my words out. That still is something that... That's in the back of my mind. Every time that I have a proceeding with someone who's not represented by a lawyer, I try to make sure I look them in the eye and give them the opportunity to say what they want to say without cutting them off or asking questions. Because I know for me now, it's just part of what I do and it's my day-to-day affair. But people who are unfamiliar with the system come in and they're very nervous and they're very intimidated.
Justice Brian Zara of the Michigan Supreme Court. He'll be in attendance at the public meeting tonight starting at 6 o'clock at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union Hall. That's in Corktown in Detroit. Justice Zara, thanks for making time for us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for making time for me.